Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
This is AM 850 WEEI Boston, the home of Rome, Boston College Sports, and you better you bet. AM 850 WEEI. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The day shuts down. The games light up. This is BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle on Westwood One Sports.
No fouls to give, no timeouts. Hartenstein checks in to guard the inbound. 3.1 to go. Harper to trigger. Wembanyama hasn't lost it. Wemby puts it on. Spurs got numbers, Holmgren now behind the plate. 5-on-4. Wemby's going to pull a deep three.
Oh my goodness. A logo shot.
28-footer. Ties it at 108. Castle. Lobbing. Wembanyama. He's unbelievable, folks. He's unbelievable. And he's just going to throw it up court to Luke Kornet. And the San Antonio Spurs on an epic night from their superstar. 41 and 24 boards for Victor Wembanyama. The Spurs take game one.
Hello! Welcome on in to a Tuesday night edition of BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. We're with you every Monday through Friday, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern. You can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You can watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight. And you can listen to the show on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, SiriusXM Channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. Our talk and text line is 310-840-4910. Big, big show tonight. The Knicks season officially begins. Conference finals, game one against the Cavs. We'll break it down here in a very short time, 20 minutes from now. We're going to have our Odyssey NBA insider, Nick Friedel, join us in 1 hour from now at 7 p.m. The man that put the J in jump shot, Eddie Johnson, will join us at 9 p.m. Eastern to talk NBA playoffs. We've got our All-40s Mount Rushmore, the Sports Geo game, and we're going to go streaking, of course, in 40 minutes from now. But, Brad, holy smokes, I thought this series was going to break viewership records going into it, and if game one was any indication, this might be one of the greatest series of all time. You heard the mashup there, nicely produced by Brandon Combs. That was Mike Tirico, Reggie Johnson, Jamal Crawford, NBC Peacock, the call last night, Western Conference Finals, Game 1, and Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs reign supreme. They for most of the game, then OKC with a fiery comeback in the fourth, The Thunder looked like they were going to win it in overtime with a 7-0 run. And then that freaking logo three. Are you freaking kidding me? From the alien. 41 points, 24 rebounds, 3 blocks. I mean, look, man, I had multiple people tweeting at me, oh, you're going to start loving Wemby now? You're going to start loving Wemby now? I got plenty of blame to dish out on Oklahoma City's part as to how they lost that game and why Wemby was able to have such a big game. Mark Daigneault, I'm looking at you putting Alex Caruso on him for basically the entire fourth quarter in overtime. Are you freaking nuts? But I can't help. Even somebody that's been a critic, even somebody that said, slow the freaking roll, let's pump the brakes before he even wins this series, before he even wins a title. Oh, man, it's open season right now on me tonight, Brad. I can already feel it because Victor Wembanyama had the performance of a lifetime and the Spurs have already taken home court advantage.
Oh, Pat, I hope you work up on tonight's show because you're going to take a lot of kicks to the midsection, mi amigo. It's going to be painful. But yeah, I mean, you got your comeuppance coming down the chute. Just a brilliant performance. There's no question about it. One of the most scintillating efforts you will ever see any level of basketball, period. It's a story of one of the greatest games I've seen in postseason history. Heart-stopping, breathtaking. And just, you know, biting down to the nubs on your fingernails. It was downright ridiculous. And you look at what Wembanyama achieved. Very rarefied air. He is now in a club of numero dos. The other member in the 41-plus points, 23-plus rebounds, 3-plus assists, and 3-plus block shots. Reaching all of those milestones in the same playoff game, the legend himself, Wilt Chamberlain. So it's Victor Wembanyama and Wilt Chamberlain, end of list. He's also the youngest in NBA postseason history to go for a 40-20 game. Kareem did it at a later age as a member of the LA Lakers back in the day. So, he's just doing idiotic stuff. He was a one-man wrecking crew for the most part. And, you know, the onus I really want to put on Oklahoma is just the poorest performance by their bigs. I mean, they were just brutalized on the glass in that game, out-rebounded by 21, 61 to 40 overall. That is inexcusable, especially when they have Chet Holmgren and they also have Hartenstein, Isaiah Hartenstein on the floor combined. Those two players only had 10 points and 10 rebounds. That's unacceptable. You can't have that. They got to rise to the occasion. They actually have to play a lick of damn defense. And, you know, the coaching staff saying, all right, well, we're going to put Alex Caruso on Wembanyama for a frame because, Holmgren and Hartenstein can't contain him. Caruso was known for his defense, so he's given up a skyscraper essentially in size. Maybe he could, you know, slap the ball, get some steals, actually body up, and challenge Victor Wembanyama. And of course, he was not up for the task. Wemby is an absolute freak from France. This is only the tip of the iceberg for him. And I think there's going to be more just sensational performances to come. That one last night, my friend, is going to go down to NBA lore as one of the all-time great single-game performances in NBA playoff history. Unreal.
Yeah, 310-840-4910 to get in on the conversation on last night's a spectacle. I mean, that's what it was. It was a spectacle. You have the reigning champions. Yeah. You have SGA, newly minted two-time MVP. And by the way, all the videos that are coming out right behind the Spurs bench as that MVP ceremony is going on, they're giving him the presentation. Wemby's just sitting there nodding along. Stephon Castle's like getting in his ear, like talking smack to him like, hey, man. That's who they thought was MVP over you. And he came out, he was a man possessed.
Yeah.
He was a man possessed. And again, I'm not admitting defeat just yet. I still think OKC wins this series. I think this has 7 games written all over it because San Antonio clearly now, what they did to them in the regular season, it wasn't a fluke. They match up with Oklahoma City very, very well. And their guards are peaking. I mean, Stephon Kelly, again, they rolled out the youngest ever starting lineup in a conference final series in NBA history, Brad. NBA history. This was the youngest starting lineup at a conference finals game. Julian Champagne, 24 years old. Wemby, 22 years old. Devin Vassell, 25 years old. He feels like he's 30, you know, because of how long he's been on the team. Stephon Castle, 21. Dylan Harper, 20. I mean, are you, I can't just stop saying, are you freaking kidding me? And I'd be saying something much worse, you know, again, if the radio on for it, but I can. And they do not fear Oklahoma City. But this series is going to be record-breaking in just about every sense of the word. But again, you have the two-time MVP, the reigning finals MVP, and the reigning champions coming off of an incredible season with 64 wins versus this Spurs team that is one of the great franchises in NBA history, and all the banners are in the rafters with Pop and Tim Duncan and Manu, and the list goes on. And then they had some lean years, and bam, they burst through here this year. It was not if, it was when. Not a lot of people expected it to be this year. 62 wins. They get through the Portland Trailblazers easily. It did go six games. I was shocked at how thoroughly they dominated the T-Wolves. And here they go. They take game one on the road from Oklahoma City. And so I'm not admitting defeat yet. I do think the Thunder win this series in seven. But if I'm wrong, and if the Spurs are going to the finals, Brad, within the scope of Victor Wembanyama's career, there's been many, many points where people have already crowned him one of the greatest of all time, that he'll be one of the greatest of all time. But if in 10 years from now we're looking at an already Hall of Fame career with multiple titles and multiple keys, I think last night when they make a 30 for 30 or they make a documentary on Wemby, last night will be the game. We're looking at an already Hall of Fame career with multiple titles and multiple MVPs. I think last night when they make a 30 for 30 or they make a documentary on Wemby, last night will be the game where people said it was at that point there was no more denying it and there was no more hiding or running from it. Because, again, if I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong, but last night was a truly one-of-one special performance that I had people, I had friends texting me about it that haven't watched basketball a lick all season, and they're saying, dude, what the hell is going on? What is this? And that's kind of, we've been leading towards this. And again, I still think Oklahoma City is very good. They've got to make a lot of adjustments, which we'll get to in a second. But man, just from Victor Wembanyama's standpoint, Mike Tirico doesn't give out a lot of superlatives easily. And when he goes, he's unbelievable, just unbelievable. There's no other way to describe what he did last night.
Yeah, it was pure nirvana. It really was. I mean, that was elation if you're a San Antonio Spurs fan. And look, I lived in that city when I was a kid. I grew up a San Antonio Spurs fan, and it's a very passionate fan base, extremely loyal to that organization, to that team, to that franchise. And yeah, they've seen some historic days. They've hoisted a number of trophies under Greg Popovich's guidance. But now in this new era, this could spark, possibly, a dynasty in the making. And of course, they got to take the first step, and that is winning a title with Wembanyama as the centerpiece of this organization. But you mentioned in rattling off the ages and some of the performances we saw last night of the surrounding players. Yeah, I mean, they're going to be in the conversation for years to come. And they were just absolutely brilliant last night. I mean, for the most part, San Antonio didn't shoot the three particularly well. Only 30% from downtown. Really a modest 43% for the entire game, but they made the Thunder pay at Charity's Drive going 27 to 29. That's 93% on those opportunities. I mentioned the distinct advantage they had on the glass, and I know you're probably going to dive into this, but the current and reigning MVP going back-to-back seasons, he only shot 30.4% from the floor. Yeah, he dished out a dozen dimes, but arguably it was a very lackluster performance from SGA. But again, I think the bigger onus really resides with Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein, because they were just downright terrible. They were deep fried ass. There's no better way to really describe it. But bravo to Victor Wembanyama. Bravo to San Antonio. You earned a giant plate of nachos and all the margaritas that were flowing on the Riverwalk last night. Unbelievable game one. And if they get game number two, you and I, because I am in agreement with you, I felt Oklahoma City's going to win this in seven games, but if San Antonio could pull off the unthinkable, Pat, and win game two in enemy territory there in this renewed and redefined Red River battle, you and I got to take a step back and we really got to reassess how this puppy's going to play out.
Yeah, and they have all the momentum right now, and there's no denying that. And I feel like public perception, I feel like, is rooting for the San Antonio Spurs. I feel like literally only 1 year, 1.5 years, or 1.75 years of winning for the Oklahoma City Thunder has turned them into a pretty hated team. And SGA, there's a lot of social media haters that will still call him a free throw merchant and all that stuff. And so, and who wants to see teams repeat? And not a lot of folks do. Now, again, and yeah. I only have one horse in the race, and it's in the other side of the bracket. And I was saying, I honestly, Knicks fan, I feel like I should be rooting for the Spurs because I feel like that's an easier matchup for the Knicks than the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I still think the Thunder again, I don't know. I feel like I'm pulling for the old guard here, which is crazy to say that. These are two of the youngest teams in the entire NBA. And like this feels like this could be a battle every single year in the conference finals for years upon years upon years. I saw somebody tweet it yesterday, like, for all the folks that got tired of the Cowboys and the 49ers in the 90s, like, this is that. And I feel like last night was maybe the first, not the first, but one of the many reminders that, like, yeah, these teams aren't going anywhere. And again, one last thing with Wemby and the Spurs to do this last night with without De'Aaron Fox, who missed the game with a sprained ankle, the 28-year-old all-star guard, 18.5 points per game this year. He's a game-time call for game two. Honestly, I don't even know if they need to throw him out there because what they had working last night and cooking last night with Dylan Harper, another double-double with 11 rebounds, making countless incredible defensive plays, Stephon Castle hanging on the rim, forcing SGA into multiple errant shots and off-balance shots and not getting the free throws, and the refs let him play. I mean, look, they let him play a little bit. I mean, San Antonio had 10 more free throw attempts. I can guarantee you Mark Daigneault and the Thunder are going to be on Adam Silver's ass about the whistle disparity from game one. But, you know, again, Wemby took 13 free throws, and they're trying to grab at his arms. They're clawing at him every time he's near the bucket. So I can't say his 13 free throws were undeserved, but to the fact that San Antonio had 10 more than the Thunder and SGA only had 2 free throws going into the fourth quarter, he finished with 9. That's something I expect to change in game two. Brad, here's the other thing now, the adjustments for Oklahoma City. One, you mentioned it, their MVP's got to play better. SGA didn't get a lot of foul calls early on, right? For all the free throw merchant folks out there on social media, they were having their day through the first 3 quarters, you know, when he only took 2 free throws, but he also struggled. I mean, they picked him up 94 feet, and they forced somebody else to bring it up, and then they were face guarding. Castle and Dylan Harper and Vassell were face guarding SGA, doing everything in their human possibility to deny him the ball. And when he got the ball, it was double teams, it was blitzes, and it was, hey, force Lu Dort to beat us, and it wasn't happening. Force A.J. Mitchell to beat us, and he only took 5 shots. Force Jared McCain to try to beat us, or Cason Wallace, any of these other guards. Force Alex Caruso to beat us, and Alex Caruso beat him. I mean, lost in that loss for OKC was the game of a lifetime for Caruso. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I would give up my first unborn child for Alex Caruso to be on the Knicks. 31 points, 2 steals, 2 blocks. If not for him, this game doesn't even get to overtime. But it has to start with SGA playing at an MVP level. And look, San Antonio's got a fantastic defense with a bunch of young 20-year-olds that are just energizer bunnies running around him, Tasmanian devils, clawing at him, grabbing him, and the refs let it play for the most part, and SGA wasn't getting the whistle. He's got to find a way to play off the ball. And there was a couple of possessions where he did. He hit a wide-open 3 in the corner where he gave up the ball. OKC has to find a way for other ball handlers to initiate the offense, and SGA can play off the ball, because if he's going to have the ball in his hands and his usage and his work rate is going to be what it is normally, I don't know if OKC is going to win this series. They've got to make adjustments on the offensive side to get SGA more involved. And it goes without saying, you need some of your supporting cast to step up other than Alex Caruso. And J-Dub coming back from the hamstring injury was great with 26 points. You're going to need more than that. You need a well-balanced effort. But again, for me, it starts with finding different ways to get SGA open. And SGA just flat out has to play better. He's the 2-time MVP. Sometimes there's nothing else to say but that.
Yeah, you already laid this out. I just want to 2 points per possession. This is what they do. They disrupt. they clamp you down and they suffocate you in the half court setting in particular. And, you know, credit to Victor Wembanyama and his extreme length and the versatility that he possesses plays a big part in that because of his superior rim protection. But, you know, the guards have played extraordinarily well. And Keldon Johnson, offensively, that's a guy that's a spark plug off the bench for San Antonio. Had 13 points, didn't write any headline, just quietly went out there and did his job yet again. Nobody else that came off the San Antonio Pine really made a peep outside of Keldon Johnson. But Keldon Johnson, entering the game against OKC this season, an average over 14 points per game, a very valuable 13 points, though taking, you know, kind of a backward step and living in the shadows as the stars ahead of him shine brightest. But, I mean, that's the nature of San Antonio, whether it's a starting five, Keldon Johnson, somebody else coming off the bench. They find a way to win, and it honestly starts not just with Wimby in his entire game, as important as he is, offensive effort on the court, the best, and still alive in this NBA postseason.
And producer Brandon Combs makes a great point in our show chat, and I forgot about it for a second, too, is the amount of zone defense that the Spurs played last night. Like, this isn't – you would have thought you're watching a Syracuse game in 2005. Jim Boeheim's 2-3 zone giving them hell. I mean, they switched it up. They give SGA different looks. Like, I got to give Mitch Johnson credit, too, man. The guy that took over for Greg Popovich, you forget how gigantic of shoes he had to fill, and he's thrown out zone defense in game one of the Western Conference Finals, and it worked. I mean, they had SGA all frustrated and beleaguered and tired and wasted energy for so much of those first three quarters. Again, I expect OKC to be able to adjust. And these are two teams that don't normally shoot the three ball all that much or all that well. I mean, they do a lot of their scoring inside, and it was evident. You mentioned, you know, the Spurs shot 30% from deep last night. The Thunder, they actually shot it surprisingly better than I thought, 38%. I guess it ain't that great, but against, you know, these are two of the best three-point defenses and 2-3 offenses that don't shoot a lot of threes. So this game's going to be played in the paint, and the Spurs absolutely dominated it, 52-38. You mentioned the rebounding disparity, 61-40. Like, OKC did a lot of the things they normally do well. They got 23 turnovers. They scored 28 points off those turnovers. But if they're going to get dominated in the paint this much and on the boards, they say they're not going to win this series. The other big adjustment.
Yeah, agreed.
That they need to make is Isaiah Hartenstein's got to play way more. I mean, that was just a malpractice coaching from Mark Daigneault. I understand early on, maybe you saw something that you wanted to, you know, adjust. And I said it last night during the show, Brad, and I tweeted it. I get it if you want, and you said it, you want Alex Caruso on Wemby to give him a different look. And he did a good job with Wemby for a little bit. And you want to mix that up and throw a different look at him? Okay. To do it the majority of the game, and most of the fourth quarter when Caruso's on the floor, that was his primary assignment. And for overtime, what are you doing? There was no, he's giving up a foot in size. He's 6'5", Wemby's 7'4". You're asking to get crushed. And that's what it was. It was just feed Wemby inside and let him be the decision maker. And he's become a good enough passer that if it's not there, and if you do get the help defense that came over from Chet Holmgren, you know, he did have the game-saving block at the end of regulation, but a lot of the possessions, Wemby was just dominating Caruso because he's a foot smaller. I mean, if you, I'm 5'11". You put a 4'11" person on me, I'm probably going to be able to score 40 points, and I'm not very good at basketball.
You're dunking!
Exactly. So, Mark Daigneault's got to be better with his defensive matchups on Wemby, and Isaiah Hartenstein cannot play 12 minutes. He's got to play way more than that. And I'm not saying he's got to play 40, right? Because he's still not that great of an offensive player. Very good passer. Very good passer. And I thought he could have helped out in that regard. So, yeah, the only thing is really he's not a scorer. But you need his bone. You need his meat. You need his meat and potatoes, 250 pounds at 7'1", to guard Wembanyama. He's got to be the guy to guard him. Isaiah Hartenstein must play way more in game two. That was coaching malpractice of Mark Daigneault. The amount that he had Caruso on Wemby helped to cost them the game. That and SGA's inefficiency. That was the two biggest reasons. Two reasons, two things that I think OKC can and will correct. But, man, they got outcoached and outplayed in game one.
Last thing I'll say on this, you lost me because my mind got immediately scrambled when you said you need his meat. I'll just leave it at that.
You need his meat. That's a lot of meat, man. You need a lot of meat on your plate. You can't have your pudding until you eat your meat, Brad.
Your meat. Anyway, that's right.
You're listening to BetMGM Tonight with Pat Boyle and Brad Evans. We're sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com. I mean, that game, that series has me fired up. And I got to save some of the energy because when we come back, we're going to preview game one at the Garden tonight. I am going to be an emotional freaking roller coaster. The Knicks have one huge advantage for tonight, Brad, and throughout this series, but especially tonight. I'll tell you guys what that is when we come back. We'll break down the game. We'll give out a pick. If you want to join, it's 310-840-4910. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
The Rams, led by NFL MVP Matthew Stafford, headline the league with 7 primetime games. Catch them all on the Westwood One Sports app. The schedule is out, and we're breaking down what it means for your team. Westwood One Sports.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa, worldwide partner of FIFA World Cup 26.
Power. After wanting one for years, Kevin is finally enjoying his new hot tub.
This is the life.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money, so now he can be a little bad.
Oh, no, not my phone.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin's phone may be in hot water, but his finances aren't. Invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.